Brian Campbell of Belmont near London, Ontario, can trace his ancestry back to the 1600s in what is now the United States.
A lot of Canadians have roots in south of the border.
In October of 1812,
everyone north of the border was reminded that they were not Americans. That's when U.S. troops crossed the Niagara River from Lewiston and launched a failed invasion of Canada at Queenston Heights.
Fire! I had one ancestor who was here at Queenston. He lived to tell the tale, and it's kind of neat to be here today.
Brian Campbell stands near the base of the huge memorial on Queenston Heights to British General Sir Isaac Brock. You can see it from Lewiston, towering above the Niagara River. Brock died early in the battle, leading the defense of the Canadian colonies from the American invaders.
Canada doesn't regard itself as having a whole lot of heroes. Brock is certainly one of the big ones.
The United States claimed it invaded Canada to get back at the British for capturing American sailors and hindering U.S. trade on the high seas off Europe. But Brian Campbell believes that was only part of the story.
It was an excuse that was used to invade Canada. Other generations invade Iraq, other generations invade other countries, using whatever excuses they can muster, and it's gone on for a very long time.
Many Canadians share that viewpoint, and why not? They were, after all, protecting their homes from invaders.
My great-great-great-great-grandfather was 59. When he volunteered in 1812, he fought at Queenston.
Bryce Hunsinger teaches history at Applewood Public School in St. Catharines, Ontario.
He fought at Queenston. He didn't make it through the rest of the war, but he fought. And I tend to believe that it's because of that pride. He wanted to keep his home safe.
The War of 1812 gave the colonists a sense of pride in protecting the place where they lived, a sense of nationhood. They would become Canada.
For Canadians, there wouldn't be a Canada. If this war had gone differently, there'd just be a much bigger United States.
Jim Hill is Heritage Director of Canada's Niagara Parks.
There are differences
between the U.S. and Canada, he says.
There is, in the American story, a sense of opportunity. The Canadian narrative is about survival. I'd always tell people, watch how people line up at a Dunkin' Donuts. They don't. Watch them line up at a Tim Hortons. It's like a strict queuing up rule like the British would appreciate.
The U.S. took the opportunity to invade Canada. The Canadians took pride in their survival as a nation. History teacher Bryce Hunsinger.
You definitely can see that the Canadian people who were here actually won because they maintained their identity. And on top of that, they've actually developed a stronger sense of who they are and who they're not.
Steph, you can start reading a part.
His classroom in St. Catharines is abuzz with kids talking and writing about what happened in the war. He moves among them. He questions them.
Why do you think a gentleman who was 64 years old was willing to volunteer and fight?
Loved his country.
Loved his country, that's right. There's pride, okay, and loyalty.
Bryce, who were the colonists back then?
A lot of the people here, actually all the people here in St. Catharines in particular, had gotten their lands as land grants for being loyal to King George III during the American Revolution. They had left the United States, lost their farms. My family, being one of them, came here, started a new life with nothing. And all of a sudden, here we go again. It's like the Second Revolution really started to bring us together with who we became in 1867. We started us on the road.
Bryce teaches his students to be skeptical about what they hear and read about history. Sixth grader Melanie Riley just read an article about Canadian hero Laura Secord.
That article may not be entirely true. The grandfather would have been like telling his grandchildren, oh, I went on this big adventurous walk with my aunt.
So, of course, he was maybe biased. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think that happens a lot with history?
Yes, I do. Because, people want to make it exciting.
Well, the war, of course, was exciting enough. Back at the Brock Monument on Queenston Heights, we asked Brian Campbell.
Any animosity toward the Americans?
None whatsoever.
Now, how's that possible? We were invaders.
Oh, I think my ancestry is such that probably if somebody was in New York State before 1900, I'm probably related to 50% of you.
Still ahead, the heroes, the villains, The stories, some of them true, that we tell today about the War of 1812. Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.